Do you see this woman? Jesus has the most amazing way of getting to the very heart of the matter. He sees what's going on underneath the surface, and through his teaching, shines a light on what he wants us to understand. Do you see this woman? It's quite ridiculous to imagine that Simon the Pharisee didn't see this woman. She had, after all, wandered into his very respectable dinner party, and he'd been hovering at the feet of one of his guests. Not only that, but she had been weeping, her tears landing on Jesus' feet and using her hair, of all things, to wipe them away. She was making a complete spectacle of herself. And not only that, but he knew who she was. Oh yeah, he knew. She was a sinful woman. She had a reputation, and now she was in his house pouring perfume on Jesus' feet. And Jesus was allowing this to happen. He was allowing himself to be touched by a sinful woman. Simon saw this woman, all right, and he was not impressed. And he was not impressed with the woman and not impressed with Jesus, who hadn't challenged her and sent her away. Simon, I have something to tell you. Jesus knew what was going on in the heart of the Pharisee. He knew the thoughts that were running through his head. He could see his heart. He could see the disgust and disapproval of the woman and the doubt in Jesus' identity as a prophet, because surely a prophet would know who touched him and would be unwilling to let something so morally filthy infect him with their sin. But rather than berate Simon for his judgmental attitude and lack of compassion, he told him a story. He shone a light on the heart of the matter. He revealed what was going on through providing a new lens to look through. He told this story. Two people owe a debt to the same person. One owes a large amount of money and the other a small amount, but neither can pay. And so the moneylender cancels both debts, the large and the small. And Jesus asks, who will love him more? And Simon got it. He answered correctly, though it appears his answer came fairly begrudgingly. Oh, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt cancelled. Yes, I would suppose so too, Simon. You see this woman? Simon saw the woman, but what he had seen was very different from what Jesus saw. Simon saw a sinful woman behaving completely inappropriately. He saw someone who shouldn't be there and shouldn't be doing that. He saw someone he would rather not see. But Jesus made him look again. With this story, he gave the Pharisee a new lens through which to view this woman. And I'm going to read that little passage again because honestly, no one says it better than Jesus said it. He said, do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she has loved much. But he who's been forgiven little loves little. Her many sins have been forgiven, for she has loved much. Let's spend a bit more time with this woman. Let's do what Jesus invited Simon to do and what he invites us to do and really see this woman. We know she was a woman with a reputation. She'd led a sinful life, and it didn't seem to be a massive secret. She was a known sinner, the kind of woman that, you know, respectable people avoided. And she's obviously come across or heard something about Jesus before. You know, perhaps she'd met him at some earlier point, or maybe she was just one of the people who received John the Baptist's teaching and really took it seriously as he prepared the way for Jesus. Whatever it was, when she heard that Jesus had come to visit locally, that he was eating in Simon the Pharisee's house, she rushed over, and she came with one purpose: to anoint him with perfume, a symbol of gratitude and a mark of great respect. Now, we might think it's a bit strange that she was even allowed in, but that's because I think we live in a culture of sort of, you know, closed doors and prearranged appointments, where the culture where this was happening in was much more open, and there wasn't the same idea of kind of private space. So in all likelihood, she was able to kind of walk through an open door into the place where the host and his guests were reclining at table. And reclining at table meant that you're kind of leaning, almost lying, with your upper body kind of close to the table and your feet away from the table. So the feet actually would have been the only part of Jesus that this woman would have been able to get close to. And she didn't try and interrupt the guests to get closer. She stayed at Jesus' feet. Now, she hadn't come to wash Jesus' feet. She had come to anoint him with perfume, which again would normally have been done on somebody's head, but she couldn't reach there. But something happened within her as she stood there by his feet, and she was just overcome with emotion. The tears came. They flowed down her cheeks and they dropped onto Jesus' feet. Lots of tears, enough tears that she felt the need to dry his feet off and wipe them away. And she did it with the only thing she had to hand. She did it with her hair. And as she was there, she kissed his feet. Again and again, she kissed them before finally being able to do what she had come for and pouring that jar of perfume on his feet. Do you see this woman? What happened to evoke such an outrageous display of gratitude and adoration and affection? What was it about Jesus that brought her to tears and made her want to anoint him with oil and kiss his feet? Jesus saw her. He saw her completely. He saw everything about her, including all that she'd done, her many mistakes, her bad choices, all the wrong things that she'd done, the things that had got her that reputation in the first place, and more. But Jesus hadn't dismissed her. He hadn't avoided her. He hadn't shunned her or sent her away. He'd done what only he had the power to do. He had forgiven her. Her many sins have been forgiven, Jesus told the onlookers, for she has loved much. But he who's been forgiven little loves little. Jesus understood her actions, and he received them for what they were, an outpouring of her incredible gratitude and love for him. You know, she'd been somebody who had messed up so many times and who the world had just written off. But Jesus saw her. He knew her. He accepted her. And he forgave her. Your sins are forgiven. He affirms to her again, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. A couple of weeks ago, we heard about Jesus meeting a Samaritan woman here in the service at a well in the hot midday sun. And we saw as she was completely captivated by this man who asked her for a drink, told her everything she'd ever done, and promised her living water which would fill the void in her life. Living water which would mean that she would never be thirsty again. And we saw a woman go from being an outcast who avoided people at all costs to being a missionary who brought people to this extraordinary man, brought them to this Jesus who gives living water to all who are thirsty. And this week, we reflect upon another woman. Do you see this woman? She encountered Jesus and received from him as well. She was seen by him, known by him, accepted by him, and forgiven by him. And what she received was so powerful that her response was to pour her heart out and her tears and her perfume in worship to this incredible man, this man who could tell you everything you had ever done, but who loved you and accepted you and offered forgiveness and life. And so as we look upon these women, as we see the transformation that these encounters brought about, we're invited to turn around and look into the eyes of the one who they are gazing at. The one who brings about such curiosity and interest, such awe and wonder, such love and gratitude. And we are invited to look upon Jesus and consider what we see and what we feel. We're invited to ponder the impact of Jesus on our own lives. Do we feel the weight of our many sins? Or have we recognized and received his acceptance and forgiveness? Do we hunger and thirst? Do we want that living water he has for us? Do we desire that transformation that we've seen in both of these women? Do you see this woman? In this encounter, the Pharisee invited Jesus into his home, but it was the woman who allowed him into her heart and received his grace. Have we let Jesus captivate our own hearts and given him a home in our lives? Amen.